Blog Talk Radio.
Again, and tonight it's Angie and Jan and me, Chris, and I'll go ahead and introduce everyone. Jan actually is a certified psychic, professional dancer, born into an environment of governmental investigation with a mystical path of extensive experience from the brevity of life and living in the moment to the genuine true love and spiritual insight. Ask Jan about personal totems, being in the zone, and the intuitive abilities of finding missing persons. And you can find her at jandrake007@hotmail.com. And Angie is a gifted empath, Angie Mitchell, and a tarot reader. Her studies in the paranormal began when she was 15 years old. She has since then learned how to deal with a variety of spirits, both dark and light. She's well-versed in house cleaning and is able to pick up on feelings and vibrations from both spirits and people. And you can reach her at Angie's Readings at angiesreadings@gmail.com. And I myself, Chris White, I'm an empath. I work with the tarot, and I listen to my guides and angels for clarification. They talk to me. I pull my cards. They talk to me and show me a story. I pull that story into whoever I'm talking to and share what my guides are wanting me to share. So Tonight, we are going to be talking about another aspect of love, the philia aspect, the friendship aspect. And this has been, for me, this has been a little bit of I'm not sure what to do with area for the last several years, because I've had a lot of friends that, I came from a fundamentalist background, Christian background church, and their ideas about spirit, you know, the spiritual realm are certainly different. And so I have had a lot of friends back there, and when I get around them, it's, you know, I'm not sure what to talk about. And so some of those friends have kind of dropped out of my life. I've maintained some of them. But then there's also been another aspect of my life where I have certain friends, as I've moved more and more into spirituality, I have had certain friends that I come from a quantum physics background of, you know, you manifest things by your thoughts and what you're talking about and what's, you know, what you're saying in your head. And so I have certain friends that I get around and they just want to think of everything wrong in their life and tell me about it. And I guess they're expecting me to sit there and go, oh yeah, that's that, oh God, yeah. And people, you know, when people come, certainly people come on the show and there's things causing discomfort. You could call them problems, and we try and help them. But I have these certain friends that every time I go there, it's like it's a same old pattern. So I haven't quite yet figured out what to do. I call them at certain points and talk to them, but I'm not sure. You know, I'm like, I don't want to hurt their feelings and make them think that they're not my friends. They're still my friends. I actually, coming from a quantum physics background, I look at them and I go, you know, this is all programming they received when they were young and as they've grown up, and they just really haven't seen that they can not if they don't focus on this, it'll quit pulling all this stuff into their life. So I have approached that with certain ones, but they don't hear it. And so that is a topic we're talking about tonight. And I'll go ahead and hand it over to Jan. She's got a poem she's going to read, and we'll talk for a few minutes about that, and then we're going to take some calls, and we also have a prize we're going to give away tonight. So, Jan, if you want to go ahead and go.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. And thanks for the intro of telling everybody how they can get a hold of us, too. That was really interesting hearing about what you were saying. And my poem tonight is called Feeling the Heart. And it goes, feeling the heart is where to start. An energetic sense, being at ease, not tense. Intuition at its peak, psychic messages they will speak. Friendships a must, so that love is not a bust. Create a frequency of respect and of decency. Love recommends to heal past issues and make amends so that love can be more real. Being patient and kind, sometimes love can be so blind. Affection is so needed. Infatuation is in the beginning is always greeted. Divine pathways chart good health while it stops emotional fever to bring abundance and wealth, to transcend a disheartened deceiver. Feeling the heart is where to start. Love is manifest. Now the heart is open. Treat it the best. So what I was doing with that poem was trying to talk about how in friendships, how, you know, friendships are just so valuable and so precious, and they can be ruined easily if people aren't honest with them and if they don't treat one another with respect and decency and come from an honest place. And I just see in so many people that I know and stuff that I've experienced too in my lifetime on how friendships will begin, and they start off so nicely and so lovely and everything, and But sometimes people aren't being totally honest. Sometimes it's hard to be really honest too, because it's hard to trust somebody in the very beginning of a friendship. But you do it slowly. Then you don't, if you can possibly do that, take it slowly. But so many of us people are so in need sometimes, and they need to have somebody, or they need a friend, or they need whatever, a relationship. It's hard to go slow. But actually, if we did go a little bit slower and just tried to just experience the beauty of that friendship for a while and take it for a long time, in fact, and build on that, that's the real good stuff. That's when the real good stuff comes around. And if any of my friends are listening to this, I hope that you agree with me, and I think you do, because I've talked to so many people who have. And anyway, I wanted to say something about that. And I appreciate all the new friendships that I've developed just recently. I'm just so lucky and just blessed to have them. And anyway, it's just, we want to treat each other the best that we can in every possible way. We want to give each other respect and listen to each other, just really listen to each other, and try to go along with what people are asking you for. Does that make sense?
Okay. Oh, no, that was a great poem. You start talking right after your poem, so I didn't want to interrupt you, but that was a great poem.
Oh.
I like that, and you're certainly right. That's what I was talking about. I mean, it's been difficult for me at times to go, I don't know what to do with this friend. He's there when I get, especially if there's a group of friends, sometimes their energy can, from an energy standpoint, can overpower my energy, and I get real uncomfortable. I'm getting entangled with their energy, and it's uncomfortable, and I'm not sure what to do with it. So that's, you express what I was expressing, but in a different way. And
right.
I agree with, Angie, do you want to, you got something to say?
Thanks.
Jan, beautiful poem as always.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I agree with you that when you're dealing, especially with friends, I've had to learn that you have to speak, you have to treat them with respect and love, and they are your friends. And I think that most of all, you have to, especially with the respect, that no matter what they believe in or what they have to say, sometimes it's just for the moment, and it's not, always a personal attack or anything. I think that especially I know with me that sometimes feelings can really get in the way, especially if they're upset, then I'm upset. And, it's that mutual respect that you have to take a step back and remember where they're coming from, I think. Sorry.
Okay.
I totally agree. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think, are you finished, Angie, or?
Yeah, no, go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I try to keep myself in, can you hear me?
Can you hear me,
Angie? Oh, okay.
Yep,
okay.
I see.
I'm not sure if my Skype's going to cut out on me tonight or not. I'm going to be very gentle with it. But I try and look at all my friendships and kind of see them as, we came into this world and everybody is programmed. And some people just have not figured it out yet. They haven't woken up from that. So when I can look at people like that and see, they're just reacting. They don't know it, and it's I can love them. But it takes the kind of the passion out of the interplay of conversation or whatever we're doing, because if I feel like that, oh man, they're conscious of this, and it's like they're stepping all over my toes, it makes me start to feel emotions of like uncomfortness, And so I try to approach most people from that standpoint. And if they aren't, and also, you know, I'm going to remind everybody again, this is just my story. You know, if it resonates with you, take it. If it does not, that's okay too. I'm going to love everybody no matter what. And I work hard on trying to pull my emotions out of my feelings about other people, because those are things I learned from the past, and they, as a matter of fact, I'm almost feel like I'm a new person, and I'm having to develop new emotions. So that's where I'm coming from with that. So
awesome.
Thanks. You want to go ahead and take a caller?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take up 575.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
And good. I'm doing real good. And what's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy. Okay. Okay, Tammy. I'll let Jan take you first. Do you have a question?
Tammy. Yeah, so it's just so kind of appropriate, the topic that you guys have for the question that I have. And I have reached out for help to a friend of mine that I haven't talked to in a while, but, you know, we both had healing of the heart issues to take care of. And I'm just curious, you know, how my communication and request was received by him. His name is Murray.
Tammy, I see the lion for you coming in right away.
Yes.
So, but you've called before here?
Yes.
Okay, good. And I don't know what I've given you before, but it says about, let's see, it says, hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Listen closely and discern carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively. When you're faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. And
okay. I feel like that's what I did.
You feel like that's what you did? With his fellow Murray?
Yes.
And so it didn't work out? Is that what you're thinking?
I haven't heard back from him.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay. You haven't heard back from him. Yeah, that's the hard part sometimes. Yep, when you... Oh, I feel for you. That's really hard. But you... If you haven't heard... I mean... Well, let me just finish this. You're at the best when you function as part of a group and you stretch your capabilities and are always seeking to learn more. And so if you just continue doing that and let the lion do what it's saying to you, you know, just to... don't feel beaten down by this situation and boost your sense of power and contain your self-confidence. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that you don't let yourself get too far down here. And just continue on and go on and just hold your head up high. You know what I mean? And I agree with what the lion is saying. I totally agree with what the lion is saying. I know it's a weird when they don't call back. That's just so awful. I know. But
you're validating exactly, you know, what the situation is. And two things, you know, I've really been struggling with my confidence because I've kind of peeled away the layers during that healing of the heart process.
Right.
No fun, but necessary, you know. And then the other thing is, you know, I always felt like the lion is my spirit guide, and that's the image
on my screen,
cool.
on my wallpaper, that I'm talking to you on the phone right now.
Really? Yeah. That makes sense, because, yeah, if he's your spirit guide, that's why he's come through so clearly. Well,
okay.
I'm just gonna I could tell you all kinds of things, but it would take so much time. I'm just gonna pass you over to Angie or Chris.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Angie, you can go.
Sure. The question basically was if this friend was gonna call, correct?
You know, how was it received? You know.
Okay. I think that whatever is going on, rest assured that you did everything you were supposed to do.
Okay.
And I know it hurts when friends don't call you back, and it just kind of gives you that sick feeling, but you did what you were supposed to do.
Okay.
I just kind of want you to be at peace with that. Chris, do you want to jump in?
Sure. Tammy, I can tell you the cards that I pulled. I pulled on top of my deck the card that dominates really the story here is the Stand Your Ground card. And it's a spiritual card. And it's saying, you know, stay in that spiritual space with yourself, because the next three cards I pull, which were past, present, future cards, were the heartache and loss, which is the past, which is what you're kind of experiencing now. The temptation card is right now. Those two are kind of blending together. But then at the end, I pulled Love Begins. And then the root of this story is the material and spiritual prosperity. So as I look at this, I'm kind of I'm in the boat with Jan and Angie that this is indeed some heartache and loss. We all three can feel that from you. And this middle temptation card is just saying don't be so attached that you can't let go. And I know that's hard, but when things, you know, go awry in our lives, we want to, you know, reach out for attachment so we can kind of forget about what's going on. And that's what this card is saying, but it's the ending to it is someone else is going to come along. And that's what I'm seeing with cards. Okay.
Okay. Thank you all so much.
Okay,
sure.
Thanks, Tammy.
Okay.
We'll put Tammy on mute so she can still hear and do a little advertising. If we are three readers for Psychics Gone Wild, but if you want to go to this www.psychicsgonewild.com page, you'll be able to see a lot of other readers, and you can look at them, look at their bios and stuff, and you can call and get a full half hour readings. You can get a lot more information when you call and get those readings. And also, I would like to encourage you to go to Blue Moon Treasures at www.jethrosmith.net, where he has stones and oils. And I'd just like to encourage you about Jethro. Jethro's really good at, he will even mix personal oils for people. So I would encourage you to go there and check that out. And we're also on Facebook. If you look for, I'm trying to pull this URL out. www.facebook.com/wildpsychics/group/wildpsychics. You can find us there. So let's go to 201. And pull up 201. 201, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Who are we talking to?
This is Rose.
Hey, Rose.
Yes.
Rose. The Rose we know?
Huh? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Is this the Rose in Psychics Gone Wild?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it. Okay, that's good. You want to? Do you have a question you want to ask?
Or just a general reading?
Sure, it can be.
Yeah. You want to go, Jan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, Rose, I'm getting looks like a big dog. Getting a dog for you. It was almost a horse, but it's just not a horse, it's a dog. So I'm going to go with that, and let's see what the dog is saying for you in general. Keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. And remain determined and resolute even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation to those who are closest to you. And give your loyalty to those who you love and cherish, of course. You might be feeling a little bit lonely and in need of companionship. And you need immediate and strong protection. If you need for immediate and strong protection, do your best. You do your best when you work where you can serve humanity in some way. And you thrive living and working in groups of people. When someone needs something, you're always there to respond quickly. And you're very loyal to your friends and work situation. I saw this really big dog, so do you have any dogs around you by any chance?
No.
No. Okay. Well, do you do volunteer work of any kind?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's what I saw, and so just, you know, I'm going to pass it on.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, Angie, you want to go?
I'm going to give this to you, if that's okay.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the cards I pull. I pulled the Patience card, which kind of rules this pull I pulled. And I'm wondering if do you have a job, or is there anything pressing in your life right now?
No, I don't have a job. I'm looking for a job, and I've been temping whenever they need me.
Okay, I think that's what this Patience card is about. That's why I ask you that. The past, present, and future card, I pulled Memories of Love is the past, the firm foundation, and the Destiny card. Can I ask you if you feel like you have any spiritual gifts at all also?
No, I've been told that, you know, I'm intuitive, but I don't feel that I am.
Yeah, the foundation card that I pulled on this pull was a spiritual strength card. And I'm feeling, you know, my guides and angels, you know, that I'm feeling like that if you could lean into that spiritual strength, if you could start maybe being a little bit more observant notice how you resonate with people and stuff, that it would help you find a job. But the Destiny card in the future is a real good card, and to get pulled. And I think you know, you're destined to find a job. The one in the present card, which is a firm foundation, I'm feeling like you have a pretty firm foundation. I'm not feeling like you're real upset or real in a am I resonating with you on that? Or
yeah, I'm not destitute, but I need to work, and I've been having time finding work, and I work for agencies. Luckily, they send me out and they get me work, but you know, I really want a permanent job like everybody else.
Yeah, I think if you still keep working with that agency, you'll eventually hit a job, someone that will want to keep you. And that's my what? I just got kind of a hit on that. And the memories of love, this, you know, I'm just going to go out there. I mean, have you had a relationship recently that's gone awry, or are you in a relationship?
No, I'm single. I'm looking for that too. I'm looking for love and work.
Okay. Then my story is complete. I that was a hit too, because it's the memories of love is usually about, you know, it's an emotional card, and it's kind of like, you know, feeling back when those love memories were there, wishing you had them. And so the card that is dominating, I'll say it again, is the patience card. And with patience, I think you'll find someone. You have a firm foundation, and it's going to lead you into destiny of finding a job. And I think the spiritual strength card will help, although as I was talking to you, I was getting some kind of weak hits on it. I'm realizing that you're not, you know, you really haven't really pursued kind of delving into that and trying to understand it. But it would help if you could do that. And does that resonate with you?
Say that again, please.
Okay, the whole thing. The card that's dominating this is the patience card.
Right.
So just be patient. The memories of love card in the past is about, you know, that you haven't had a relationship, you're looking for one.
Right.
But the three cards that follow, the present card is that you do have a firm foundation, you're a strong person, your destiny. I pulled the destiny card, and the destiny card is all about finding your destiny, your wishes, you know. And it's sitting on top of the spiritual strength card that's a little, and I'm feeling a little weak about it, but I feel like that if you could develop more of your intuition and start to be more observant and feel your feelings, that you could move into more of a, you know, that manifesting itself, if I could put it in that phraseology.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what I pulled, and that's what I'm getting rushes, and I'm an empath, so I know I'm getting hit when I get rushes on different sides of my body. So that's a general reading, and we probably need to go ahead and move on.
All right, so, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
thank
Tammy.
You, Rose.
Rose, I'm sorry, Rose. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll put Rose on mute. And let's see. We'll go over here to the music. I feel like playing, I don't know if I played this Summer Days song.
I don't know. Good. That would be nice.
Well, let me see if I can get going here. Come on. Okay. Okay, that was the introduction. I'm sorry. I've never done that. Stop the song like that. I'd rather play the wild one. I like that one a little bit better.
Oh, the wild one's good, yeah. That one's good, too. Yeah. It's just we've already...
I know. We've already heard it once. So, okay. I'm going to take another call. Let's see, 904. I'm going to take you, and we'll take this one. 904, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and this is who?
This is Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. Jan, you want to go ahead and take that one?
Yeah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You got a kitty cat right there.
Kitty cat?
Mm-hmm.
I got a
kitty
cat.
That's what I'm
seeing. Really?
What's that?
I said, really?
I see a kitty cat, a cat coming in as a totem animal for you.
And what's that a good sign for?
Well, cat is a very interesting animal. And so let's just see. And did you also have a question, too?
My main question is, I guess, about, you know, employment, because I need finances in order to, you know, make things happen.
Right. Cat is mystery, magic, independence, healing, clairvoyance, curiosity. Not always an easy totem to call upon. Cat reflects our independent nature, a free thinker. You often do things that not what everybody expects. Sometimes you take risks, and with cat as your ally, you could have a very charmed life. Naturally grateful and very sensitive, you are curious and a clever soul. Once you know what you want, don't hesitate. You're interested possibly in developing your psychic abilities and perhaps practice some aspect of the healing arts. If cat crossed your path, look out for new magic coming into your life. Pay attention to the signs and the synchronicity so that you can act right when the time is right. Follow your instincts rather than listening to others. If you face confrontation, know that cat has appeared to protect you. I love the cat. The cat is one of my favorite ones. That's just, to me, a cat is a really good omen in general, in no matter what you're doing, whatever you're needing in your life. When the cat comes in, it's like a good omen saying it's going to happen for you, is how I feel about the cat, just in general. So I wish you good luck, and I think that you're going to be okay. I think you're going to find a job eventually, and just keep at it. And I'm not sure exactly everything that you're doing, but keep a positive attitude. Don't let yourself not think you're not going to get a job, because I think you will. And with the cat coming in like this, I think that gives you a lot of support right there.
Okay.
So just out of curiosity, what kind of job were you looking for? Or that you know,
something administrative support. You know, I feel like my gift is in service, you know. So I don't know. I really want to take some classes in the medical field, not to be a CNA or anything like that, but in the administration part. Or maybe medical billing and coding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a really neat job. Yeah.
And let me say this. You're talking about the cat. You know, my zodiac sign is Leo.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The lion. Uh-huh. Cool.
Okay.
So that's right up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
good. So I feel, you know, you were very on point.
All right. Glad to hear it. Well, I'm going to pass you over to Chris or Angie.
Angie.
All right.
Yeah, Angie, go ahead.
Yeah. Do you mind if I say just a few quick sentences here?
Okay.
Okay. So I think that you're going to have a job coming up. And it, I mean, I know when we're looking for jobs, we like want them now and we don't want to wait. I think it's going to be a little bit, and it's going to be a starter job. So it's not, you're not just going to jump in to the administrative part right away, but you're going to get your foot in the door here. And it's going to be a really good starting point for you. And I think that this is looking really good.
Okay.
Keep your fingers crossed. Do you have your applications out anywhere?
Yes, I have applied some. I need to be more consistent. During the day, I am in a volunteer position.
Oh, that's perfect. That is the most excellent way to get your foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm glad you want to go administrative, honey, because I cannot do administrative work. I would rather do full-on patient care. But yeah, this is coming up soon for you. I'm excited.
Okay. All right.
Chris, do you
want to
jump in?
Sure. I can tell you the cards I pulled. They're right in alignment with what your question. I have the card that's dominating the pull is the New Beginnings card. So that's telling me, yes, the job's coming. And it's not too far off. Can I ask you about your last job? Were you happy with your last job? Or
I'm trying to remember what that was.
Okay.
I really, for the past 6 years or so, I've worked with staff and agencies, you know, just doing short-term things. But I'm, you know, ready to go, you know, with something either long-term or permanent.
Okay, well, the reason I ask is I pulled the awareness card, and I was looking at it, trying to read it, going, you know, has this given you some of your skills and skill sets that you can use moving forward? But it right now I'm looking at it, my guys are going, no, this is – she's just real aware of her situation, and she's, you know, she's – needing a job, and I pulled a mental conflict in the present job, present card position, and of course you're having some mental conflict about this job, and then I pulled the victory and success card for the future card, and this is a spiritual card. Do you feel like you have any spiritual gifts? I hate to keep asking everybody this, but.
Yeah, I'm more of the encourager. You know, people always seem drawn to me, you know, without, you know, my asking, you know, and I'm always, I don't want to use the word counseling, but counseling or, you know, giving advice about things.
Well, that fits because I can tell you, the reason I ask you if you had any spiritual gifts is because it was a spiritual card. It had a violet border. But it's a picture of a person that's blowing a trumpet, and he's kind of like, you know, that would fit with what you said, that you're, you know, victory and success, people coming to you for advice, and he's kind of like blowing a trumpet, and everybody's, you know, like calling everybody to arms or something in a sense. So that fits in there. And then the bottom card is a triumph card, which is a real good, it's a major arcana card. And I feel like that you're going to find that job. And it's going to be a new beginning for you. And I'm still looking back at this awareness card, wondering if the awareness isn't going to bring, this new job's going to bring some new awareness to you about yourself and be something that will help you grow spiritually and financially and really in your whole life. And but I feel a job's coming. That's what the cards are saying. That's what I'm feeling from my guides. And I don't think it's going to be real far off. So, and those are the cards I pulled. So, does that resonate?
Okay. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Sarah. Well, we're gonna put you on mute. Was it Sarah? Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. And
thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah. Thanks. And I'll go over here and try another song.
Okay.
And see if I can hit one that isn't the introduction.
Is there a Linda Irwin? Oh, okay. That was an appropriate song. Please, everyone out there, give me all your love. And so
Okay. And I'm gonna do another advertisement here because Jethro Smith is the one who has put this Psychics Gone Wild group together, and I just can't say too much about him. And you can go to the www.psychicsgonewild.com site, and you can get full readings, half hour, hour readings from anyone there. Or you can go to www.jethrosmith.net and book an appointment with Jethro online. And that's also where Blue Moon Treasures is located. So you can check out some of the stones and oils he has there for sale. And so let's go ahead and take another call. We'll take 702 here. 702, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. And who's this?
My name is Patrick.
Okay, Patrick.
And basically my issue today is I don't like my job. I've been trying to find a job, a new job or a new career path, and things are not coming through. And I just want to know, can you guys read into what's coming, what's going on?
Okay. Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
Are you in Vegas by any chance?
Yes, I am.
That's where I'm from, 702.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Glad you called.
It's funny because I picked him up because I thought it was you, Jan, when I was waiting for you. Oh, really?
So, oh,
go ahead.
Okay.
I picked him up, and he said, no, this is Patrick. And I went, oh, sorry.
Oh.
Go ahead.
So let's see. You know, immediately I felt like, I just felt the hotels. As soon as you got on the line, I just felt hotels and stuff. Have you been working in the hotels?
No, I haven't worked in the hotels.
I don't know what you do, but that was just the first, it was just like a feeling I got, a big hit with the hotels. Maybe I was just picking up Vegas, picking up home here. But I'm trying to see the animal that's coming through, and it's a little bit hazy here, so I'm not picking it up as clearly as I usually do. So just for a second here, and then I just felt the hotel situation really strongly for you, and when you came in. But I see horses, and I see different scenes here, and I guess I'll just go with the horse. I was thinking it might be something else. I see horses a lot. But yeah, the horse is what's strongest right now, so let's just go with that. And I think you have a few more, but they're not showing up like I need them to show up. So we're just going to go with this. And so how long have you lived here?
For 2 years now.
2 years? Are you liking it?
I like Vegas. I just don't like my job.
Yeah, okay. Personal power is what the horse represents. And it is something to do with all of that. And it gallops with the wind, expands spiritual insights, and nuzzles us to adventure. Horse is all about adventure, too. Horse activates the wild, raw power, which can be difficult to control. Encourages us to follow our passion and find ourselves and express the fullness of who we are. With horse, we learn to temper the immensity of our power with love. Horse teaches us to use power constructively, to cultivate it in a positive way that empowers both others and ourselves. So associated with the wind and inner journeys, horse accelerates intuitive understanding and deepens our spiritual path by leading us to graze on ancestral wisdom. Horse brings encourages us to discover the full depth and range of our power through spirit of adventure. So it maybe you're, I don't know, the horse is trying to tell you to get some more adventure in your life, basically, and expand your spiritual self. And it may be time for you to think about going into another, a different job. Is that what you're, are you kind of feeling that way?
Yes, I want to go into a different career path.
Right. Okay. And just what are you doing right now?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, great. And you really don't want to do teaching anymore?
No.
Okay. Well, I think that you're going to do it. I think you're going to go and pursue it, because that's what the horse does. The horse just is coming in and is galloping into the wind and getting you going on another adventure here. So do you have ideas on what you're interested in?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. That's good. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Well, I would just go ahead and pursue it and go for it. And
okay.
I think you're gonna be able to do it, you know?
Okay.
Let me grab this right now.
And Patrick, we're going to give you our prize tonight of a free reading with Angie, and for a half hour reading. And you can read her, email her at Angie's Readings, A-N-G-I-E-S, Readings, R-E-A-D-I-N-G-S, @gmail.com, and she will email you back, and y'all can set up a time to do a half hour reading. Before I let you go, though, just let me say that I pulled the financial material changes card on you, and the power card, and the third eye chakra card, the sacrifice, and the positive movement card. And all of the power card especially, I'm sensing that you do have some, you're a powerful person. When you get around people, they can feel that. And the financial material changes was ruling this pull. The sacrifice card, I think, is just about, you know, you wanting to leave what you were the teaching, move into a different field, and positive movement forward is what it's sitting on top of, and that you're going to be moving in a positive forward movement towards this, and I see a job coming. Basically, is what, you know, my guides are kind of hit me with this reading, with the cards I pulled. And you can call or email Angie and set up a time for email reading. And we've got 90 seconds, and we're getting ready to go off. So is that okay,
Patrick?
Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. And I just want to say thank you to everybody in the chat room, and everybody that listens to our Blog Talk program. We love you all, and again, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com if you want a full reading and pick a psychic there, or go to www.jethrosmith.net and look at what he has for sale there, and or you can schedule a reading with him. He's an excellent psychic himself. So with that sign, that I'm going to put on some music. Just let us go out with some music.
Cool.